T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from Texadelphia in Memorial, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Stirner and the Show.
All right, welcome back in as we are live out here. If you make your way on out here, it is off of Booker here, I-10, as I've been corrected. Don't say Interstate 10. Though someone typed it out. I-10. Sorry, my man right here. I see you over there. I-10, get on out here. Bunker Hill, you know what the hell I'm saying. You know what the hell I'm talking about. You got it. You pulled it together. Get on out here. We'll be out here from 2 to 6. Great cheese steaks, great drinks, everything that you'll need out here. TVs everywhere if you want to watch the PGA Championship. They got that loaded up for you a little bit later on. The Astros will be trying to get back on the winning track as they take on the Rangers tonight. And Clint, your guy, we finally heard from him, Jake Odorizzi. I know you were you felt a certain kind of way about old Stretch Odorizzi.
I'm gonna tell you, if I mean, maybe this younger generation is cool with it, but I don't know anybody that would that watched Jake Odorizzi get stretchered off there. My emotions moved. I felt sorry for my man.
You said you got a little. You had something in your.
Well, I've always been there with Jake. Like I've liked Jake a little bit more than most, and I've hoped he's done well. And when he got hurt, I thought, damn man, I thought he was going to get a shot to rebound from a rough start and make a difference with this team. And I hate to see him, you know, go down like that in flames and be. You know, lost for the season, man. Carried off on a stretcher. I hate to see that. And then 2 days later, my man off is talking about, you know, he'll be back sooner or later. That doesn't sit well with me. So, yeah, I feel some kind of way about it.
Well, he finally spoke. Clint. Okay. He spoke, and he had some comments about his injury. And this was Jake Odorizzi from his standpoint. Maybe this makes you feel better, Clint. From Jake Odorizzi's standpoint, this is what he had to say about his injury.
Kind of inner side of Achilles, and didn't really have any pressure on it at that point. Got a little, you know, warm. So I obviously, knowing what I know about Achilles from other guys' injuries, that's kind of what they describe as a big, large pop, and then some like dull, aching pain. Not really super major. So that's originally what I thought was, you know, the big issue was that. And obviously, there's a lot goes through your head right then at that point. I think the stretcher made it worse than what it actually was. It was kind of a formality here. Like, so I think that's what made it probably look worse than what it actually was. And you know, I'd say it's best case scenario.
No, let's see. You feel better to hear from Jake?
No, I mean, the stretcher did make it a lot worse than it was. I mean, regardless of what it was, not even making the effort to get up and see what's going on. And look, if he's saying that's part of the way that the training staff there handles it, then I take everything back. I mean, I'm dead wrong for it. But it sure looked to me like Jake chose to lay there, told him he wasn't going to get up, and then got stretchered off that thing just to be off crutches in 2 days. And that would never sit well with somebody that was raised by Linda. I promise you that.
Old Stretch Odorizzi, baby. That's his new nickname, Old Stretch Odorizzi. Now, the Astros, they lost that series last night. They two hits. They led off the game with a home run without Altuve. You thought they was going to get going, and they couldn't. They got shut down by the Red Sox. A complete game for the Red Sox. And I think the big thing for be. Look overall, like you're not going to lose it over a game, right? You know, we talked about their stretch against these weaker teams, and you would have liked them to win the series against the last team in Boston, but they didn't. They lose 2-1 in that series. But I think the big picture thing is 3/5 technique/7 technique, maybe 9 technique, however you feel about him. Luis Garcia is. You know, he had a rough one last night, you know, and in 4 innings, kind of looked more like postseason Luis Garcia than you know, you want him to be. And Clint, my thing with him as I watch him is, man, I'm not expecting him to be Cy Young. But, man, is it too much? I'll ask you, you're an athlete. You know, is it too much to ask for Luis Garcia to start just showing some level of consistency? I mean, that's the next step for me with him is, I don't know about you. When he comes to pitch, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to get. Like, at any point, like, are we going to get Luis? Is he going to pitch 4 innings, 3 innings? Or is this going to be the guy who's on? So the lack of consistency and knowing what you're going to get from start to start, I would hope that's the step that he takes with you.
I don't want to overreact to last night because there's no doubt about it. Red Sox pitcher Pivetta, he was on it now. I mean, he was dealing, and it's going to happen when the Astros are going to come up against an arm like that that's in a really good spot and just feeling it, and they're human. They're going to get shut down. They're going to get quieted significantly. No, question about it. When you talk about Luis Garcia, it's exactly what we've talked about all year long with Framber Valdez, Jose Urquidy, and Luis Garcia. The next step, and we know that when they're on and when they're dealing, this team's going to win a lot of ball games. But it's about being inconsistent, right? These guys, can they be more consistent? Like you said, nobody's above getting knocked around the park.
No.
But can you be more consistent to where the coaches know who's taking the mound? And I think that's not just Luis Garcia. I think that's the big question for all of these young guys in this rotation. It's part of having young guys in the rotation. It's part of having young guys that are such a big part of what you do on a daily basis. I mean, you're starting rotation. You've got 3, and if you add Christian Javier to the mix, you got 4 young guys that you really don't know what the hell you're going to get when they go out there. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of been the messaging all year long is, man, don't let this good start from this starting rotation, don't let it fool you. You still got young guys that it's all about longevity. It's all about making 162. It's all about being at your best end. And we've seen each one of these guys, the young guys at this point, everybody other than Verlander, to be honest, at this point, you know, struggle from time to time.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying is just give us an ability to do a little bit of what you're going to do. Can we get any kind of understanding of what is it going to be? You're going to be solid. He's up in the air. And it's very similar to Framber. You talked about the other young guys. Just get to a point where we know what we're going to see. All right, coming up, maybe this whole Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher thing, why, yes, it's not the greatest thing for college football, but there is an element where we do win as fans. We'll discuss that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.